Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Welcome to the Pickin' Porch. My name is Miller in the Morning, Scott Miller. And in the studio, or on the Pickin' Porch, Brandon Maddox is with us. Brandon, good to have you along, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty exciting. Now, you're a local guy here in Chattanooga, right?
That's right. Yep, grew up, born, and raised here in Chattanooga.
Wow. How long have you been playing guitar?
About 30 years.
Wow. What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I've been playing guitar probably since I was maybe 10 or 11 years old. And the first song I learned, my hillbilly neighbors taught it to me. And I'm just trying to remember it. There she goes. You ever hear that one?
She's
walking away. Each step she takes brings heartache my way. And the reason I play that is because it was an Eddie Arnold song.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you know, that Eddie Arnold was a big deal. And still is, really. But I'm so glad they taught me that song. I had no idea what it was. But after that, I was so hooked on country music. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
You know, once you play one song or hear one song, I never heard anybody say, yeah, I used to listen to country, but no, you don't say that
anymore.
Once
you get into country, you don't stop listening to it. It's life stories. It's what life is about.
That's right. All right, so what's the first song you learned, man?
This one, and it's not country music.
Uh-oh.
So.
Go ahead.
That's basically it.
That'd be Creedence Clearwater Revival, yeah. Down on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they had so many songs there in the early 70s, and they were such a big artist. And then something happened with the record label or something. Three of the guys in the band, including the drummer, Tom Fogerty, decided to go with one label. I don't know the whole story, but they didn't play for years together.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, man. They had a big beef, and and they deprived us a lot of good music. You had Proud Mary, you had, you know, Up Around the Bend and everything. Yeah.
Looking for a job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never saw the good side of a city until I hitched a ride on a riverboat wheel. Big B to keep on burning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling,
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 rolling on the river.
You know, it went for Ike and Tina Turner's version of that song, too, you know.
Yeah.
They had a huge hit with that.
Great song.
And everything else. Now, I want to remind everybody that you play locally. You got a band now?
Yes.
What's the name of the band?
It's just Brandon Maddox, kind of like Brad Paisley, Keith Urban.
There you go. Hey, yeah. I like that. Yeah. It's easy to remember that way. You've got a record out that I think is fantastic. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So the newest one is called If You're Talking Behind My Back. It's a new single. And it's coming on the heels of some great success with the previous single called Cruising Through a Small Town.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Cruising Through a Small Town got like 80,000 views on indiemusic.tv and many other views. It's being played on the Heartland Network, as well as just got picked up again by Stars Over Texas. So things are happening with that still. But I decided to go ahead and release this one, not knowing that this song just keeps having a life of its own, Cruising Through a Small Town. But if you're talking behind my back, you know, you have those little memes on Facebook that say, if you're talking behind my back. And and so that's where it came from pretty much. Like, oh, I can make that song. You know, it hasn't been done yet, so I think I'll write it. So there was a guy in Nashville that I thought, I'm going to see how we gel, how we write.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one we've ever written, was If You're Talking Behind My Back. So me and a guy named Bill White did a Zoom call and wrote the song over Zoom.
So that's how they write songs nowadays. It's not like the old Lennon McCartney where they had to go up in the bedroom and practice and all that stuff. You do it on the Zoom call.
You can do it anyway. If you live long distance, you can do through Zoom. It's just another capability. And, you know, I still like to get together in a room like, you know, face-to-face. That's cool, too. Did it all the time for years. But now that I don't live in Nashville, if I want to get songs out there and want to write with some of my old pals up there, it's got to be done via Zoom. It's just most cost effective.
Well, let's give it a listen right now.
All right.
There was darts, slinging shots, sinking, going on. You were drinking in the corner alone. I was ragging up some nine ball, making every single pocket I called. It was a ball rolling, beer flowing, hell of a night. My ex-best friend dropped by. Pretty soon you both were whispering. I said, oh God, there you go again. If you don't have the nerve to say it to my face, let me tell you what I think about that. If you're talking behind my back, keep your lips moving and kiss my ass. Showstopping, jaw-dropping, one of a kind. But it didn't take me much time to find out you were a rattlesnake who up and bit me in a bad way. You had my heart yearning, fire burning from the start. Now I don't know who you are. Didn't know you had a fork and tongue. The devil's daughter if he's got one. If you don't have the nerve to say it to my face, let me tell you what I think about that. If you're talking behind my back, keep your lips moving and kiss my ass. Say this kind of thing to a lady, so I ain't saying you're a two-faced, backstabbing gossip, but maybe. If you don't have the nerve to say it to my face, let me tell you what I think about that. If you're talking behind my back,
that's such a great song. If somebody wants to get a copy of that, you got a website? You selling it? What are you doing?
Yes, BrandonMaddoxMusic.com is my website, and they can hear it anywhere. They Google, if you're talking behind my back, which is the name of it, you can find it on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, your other downloadable, you know, online retailers. It's about everywhere you can imagine.
Man, sounds like a good tune, man. I love it, and the whole thing. How many times have people said "kiss my"? You know what? So I think you hit a winner right there, Brandon. Got to tell you.
And I think the state of the world, it really works out right now.
Exactly. All right. So you've been playing all these years and everything. Were you playing when you were in high school?
Yes.
And what was the reason that you started playing music in high school? I mean,
yeah, it's actually kind of a distraction. My parents were moving to a new house back when I was a preteen. And when they were moving, they were talking about different types of brick, and they were building their own house. So it was a long process. Mm-hmm. And because they were doing all this stuff, I didn't want to be involved in it. It's just boring to me, talking about all these different kinds of brick and going to the architecture, whatever you call them,
architects. I guess, yeah.
That's it. And so I went to my grandmother's, and I'd been mowing my grandparents' grass. And after I got done and I pushed the lawnmower into their woodshed, I saw this guitar case there, and I opened it up, and lo and behold, there's an old classical Yamaha guitar.
Wow.
And I lifted it out of the case, looked at it, some strings were busted, missing, and I thought, you know, this would be a great distraction, and I've always kind of wanted to learn, so right now I don't have any friends to play with. I think I'll teach myself guitar. So I went up to my grandmother, said...
Now, you got to keep in mind, folks, there was no YouTube to teach you
No, there was no YouTube. Yeah. And so I went to my grandmother, and I was like, so you mind if I start teaching myself this? She said, well, that's your old dad's guitar. If he says it's okay, it's good with me. So I restrung it. Started teaching myself out of the backs of books, guitar chord mm-hmm. charts, and started playing these, you know, old 60s songs. And as I was, you know, working on this, meanwhile, my parents are building this new house. And, you know, I would just be working on the music and trying to get better and better. My dad played a little bit, so he would teach me some basic chords mm-hmm. too. And he was my competition. So it was like, I got to be better than my dad on this instrument. So that's where it all came from, and I just kept on with it.
Yeah, I basically started to play guitar, learn to play guitar for one reason, only to get girls, but apparently used as a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get many girls with it, though, but, you know, I thought it was cool playing all those chords, you know, and showing everybody what I could do. But, all right, so then you get a band eventually, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, I tried back in high school, but, you know, it's tough enough to keep a band at any age. That's mm-hmm. the toughest thing about the business is a cohesive group of individuals
Impossible.
With different personalities.
Impossible.
Yeah, so I'd had a band in Nashville. There was a fella that went out to Tunica, Mississippi back in 2014. We were playing there quite a bit, and he had been a hired gun for me, you know, just a guy come in, play some drums. Well, he went on to follow me on my Facebook page and on my social media, and he was just watching my progress. And over the span of about 2 years, from 2014 to 16, he said, in 2016, I want to be your go-to drummer. Please hire me.
Wow.
And so we sat down, we talked, got to know each other a little bit better. And at that point, I hired him as my drummer, and he brought in some other guys that he knew, and we formed a band. We had a good thing going. And then I had a manager kind of that came in, and he and the band that I had didn't really get along. Mm-hmm. Plus, I moved back to Chattanooga, so it was kind of the beginning of the end anyway with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to get a band for a while, maybe a year or two in Chattanooga. I think I've got the right group of guys now. So we're going to work on some stuff. Matter of fact, band practice is tomorrow.
Oh, boy. So, hey, maybe I'll come, you know?
Yeah, you're welcome to if you want to.
Oh, buddy, that'd be a lot of fun. All right, so, you know, I picked this guitar up here at the Hawk Shop for $100, and it's really a nice guitar, except somebody strung it with nylon cat gut strings here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, tell me about your guitar. That's a beauty there.
This is a lot of people look at my guitar when I'm on stage. I can see them squinting to try to read the headstock of this thing, mm-hmm. and it's a back porch guitar. Because they've never heard of
it. Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, back porch.
Wow.
So this guitar was sent to me back in 2014 for free. I was named the Monster Truck Artist of the Year back then.
Well, that's an honor, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to tour around the country, 7 different cities. I could have done more, but, you know, I didn't choose to do 9 or whatever cities it was total. Just because of the size of the attendance of the rallies and so forth. But I did the 7 biggest cities that I could go to in their arenas. But before all that, it had been 2013, an artist out of California, she came over to Nashville, was making her inroads, and I wanted her to record the songs that we had written together. So she comes over to my house. She has a beautiful back porch guitar. It's not the same color, not the, you know, that I've got here. But I was like, what kind of guitar is that? She said, it's a back porch guitar.
Who makes it? Is it like a Fender or something?
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Oh,
so,
okay. Sorry.
So I said, that's great. That sounds wonderful. Where are they from? What's the story behind them? And she said, they're up in Sacramento. It's a husband, wife, small business. They make their own guitars up there. And so I said, well, would they be interested in doing a sponsorship with me? And she said, well, I'm not sure if they would do that. They gave me a discount on mine, but I can put you in touch with them. And I said, please do. So I called up the owner of the company, and I said, would you consider sending me a free guitar? This is 2013, before I'd been named the Monster Truck Guy of the Year.
Right.
And he said, well, we're small. We don't really have a lot of money, a lot of capital yet to be able to just give out free instruments. We could do a discount mm-hmm. of 20% or something like that. And I mm-hmm. said, Well, I'll tell you what. I'll hit you up later on when you're bigger and I'm bigger and see if you give me one for free.
That's the way to do it, buddy.
And so the next year, I get named the Monster Truck Artist, approached him again, told him, you know, what I would be, what kind of platform his instrument would have out there in the mainstream, 3,000 to 5,000 people at Monster Truck Arenas. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll send you a free guitar.
Yeah.
Sends it right in the case to me, and yeah, love at first sight.
Well, it's a beautiful guitar. I love black-colored guitars like that. All right, go ahead and do a number for us here. We got time for one more.
All right, let's see. I think I'll do the last single, or what do you think? Drive Me to Drink of the last single.
I like songs about booze. That's pretty good.
Let's do that
one. Yeah.
This song here is called Drive Me to Drink, and when we're up on stage, Meredith tells a nice little story about how this song came to be, and she's pretty accurate with it, I think. Mm-hmm. But this song is about how, you know, Meredith does drive me to drink sometimes, my wife, by the way. And I'm sure that a lot of people can identify with their significant others driving them to alcoholism. So here we go. It's called Drive Me to Drink.
Well, I don't get behind the wheel with Jack Daniels riding shoddy. I watch Netflix, kick back, and chill when I've had a few hot toddies. I hate to say you make me crazy, but you bring me to the brink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink. Hot and cold, man, it gets old when love stops being new. You put your best foot forward, but what the hell did I step into? You and I are like fire and ice. Up is down and black is white. The only reason we make up is to start another fight. Well, I don't get behind the wheel with Jack Daniels riding shoddy. I watch Netflix, kick back, and chill when I've had a few hot toddies. I hate to say you make me crazy, but you bring me to the brink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink. It's a tug of war, we both want more, a love we love to hate. Retreating back once we've attacked, no white flags ever raised. Swear we'd die without each other, we can't live with what we got. So mad you're cute, I gotta drop my boots and pick up one more shot. I don't get behind the wheel with Jack Daniels riding shoddy. I watch Netflix, kick back, and chill when I've had a few hot toddies. I hate to say you make me crazy, but you bring me to the brink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink. You're like the bottom of this bottle. I don't wanna see. I breathe you in like cigarettes. I know are bad for me. Yeah, I know you're bad for me. Well, I don't get behind the wheel with Jack Daniels riding shoddy. It's Netflix marathons and chill when I've had a few hot toddies. I hate to say you make me crazy, but you bring me to the brink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink. I don't drink and drive, but you drive me to drink.
So did your wife inspire that song? Or what?
She did. She did. Many times has she inspired that song.
Oh, my God. Well, it's been great having you here, Brandon. We've had a lot of fun today with the Pickin' Porch here. Tell everybody how to get in touch with you, how they can get your songs and everything.
Absolutely. BrandonMaddoxMusic.com. That's M-A-D-D-O-X. And also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Brandon Maddox Music on those, at BMAD Music on Twitter and Instagram. Also on other platforms as well, YouTube, Rumble. You name it, I'm on them. So would love to see some people, you know, interact with us. We check all that. So you're interacting with us when you message us.
Man, that's awesome, dude. In the old days, they had to send you a letter. Nowadays, they just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even have to put a stamp on it.
Well, let's do something on the way out here. What
all
do
right.
you got, buddy?
Let's see. Yeah, I see a country song. Let's do a country song. Thank you.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, where it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie, we laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much the muddy water meant to me. I learned how to swim and I learned who it was. A lot about living and a little about love.
You've been listening to the one and only Brannon Maddox. He's here. He's our guest on the Pickin' Porch, Miller in the Morning here. And, of course, we certainly do appreciate it. Anybody who wants to be on the Pickin' Porch can give us a call sometime or drop us an email, realscott@comcast.net.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review the Pickin' Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country Q97.3, 99.3.